It is perfect today. It is absolutely beautiful. Just sunny and perfect weather, and it just feels absolutely fantastic on the skin. Just not a cloud in the sky. Kind of idyllic. I gotta sort of air a bit of an apology, if an apology is really what it needs to be called. If you think it warrants an apology, then we'll make it an apology, or it could just be a, sort of a list of reasons and explanation. But I know sort of everyone has their own sort of online personality, the way they respond to things, how they, the bits that make up their sort of digital selves. And I've got to say that I have lately been very out of sorts, and I know my audio boos have sounded that way. I know that my tweets have even sounded that way. I should explain a little bit. I have had an extraordinarily bad month. Nothing so severe as, say, you know, extreme life debilitating illness or loss of limb has happened. But it seems like I have had possibly the worst string of luck I think I've ever had. Without actually having sort of a major life change. I suppose that one gets a little defensive, you know, when you're relating, and this has happened to me with a friend recently, where you're sort of relating, look, I've really had a very hard time the last month. And while it's true that, you know, I haven't lost my job, knock on wood, and I haven't lost my house. I've got a roof over my head. I've got, while I haven't had anything of that magnitude to happen, in a sense, what's made it so difficult to deal with is that it has been so many sort of medium magnitude things that it gets very hard to deal with after a while. I am, in case in point, someone about halfway blocking my driveway. I've just had some extraordinary bad luck. Hang on, I gotta pause for a second. Okay, I've stopped the car and currently extracting myself from the vehicle and trying to get in the house. But anyway, It's not the least of which has been, for instance, a good example of sort of mid-range issues that have just driven me absolutely insane is, I mentioned the leak that we have. Well, nothing has still been repaired, so somewhere under my feet right now where I stand, my water is gushing out into nothing. And I have no idea, there's no way of knowing how much, there's no way of knowing where, and it has yet to be fixed. And my landlady, who is a very sweet lady, and I've really enjoyed working here, she has said unequivocally that she's taking care of the bill. It's a property issue, it's not a... it's not like a something where I've left a tap on or something like this. This is a maintenance thing, which she's fantastic for that, because that would really hurt. I can't afford that right now. I am by no means wealthy. But the problem is for the time being, while it's still under there and it's still going, it's still in my name, and. It's easy to imagine all kinds of horror scenarios where I'm going to still end up being responsible for this. So, as you can imagine, I'm anxious for this to be over with, and it is becoming very stressful. Then there's the usual stresses that people have, stresses at work, and et cetera. Anyway, so that's just a bit of an explanation as far as why things have been so so crappy lately. And looks like somebody has done something out here. I'm trying to read the number. I can't. It's too far down there. I'm going to end up losing my iPhone. Anyway, I was looking down at my water meter well thingy. Okay, maybe that's enough for now. Anyway, I'll try to be in a better mood. I actually do have something really exciting that's simmering at the moment. We'll see how that goes.